Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Making Eight Outreach, back on the Ranch Radio Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. We're going to sit back, talk a little bit of rodeo with you tonight. Hopefully, you guys will get on the phone. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo action with you tonight. Now, we're going to touch a little bit about Myakka City down there. We had a great little rodeo. Got rained on beforehand, but the rain let up, and we had a great event down there in Myakka City on Saturday night. So, rodeo fans, y'all get on the road, get on the horn, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let's talk a little bit of rodeo while we're back on the ranch. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Your name is so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair, since the sun went down. Be hair, let me come back around. Buzz all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all. Take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. Once you're out, you ain't coming back. Velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey, since the sun went down. Be hey, when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make 'em wanna, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Been hey, since the sun went down. Be hey, when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. We'll be right back. Hey girl, what's your name? It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk about some rodeo with you tonight. I want to let y'all know that we did have a good little event Saturday night down in Myakka City. Of course, the fans were packing the house, as they always do down there. Great little deal. We're going to start things off. We did get some pretty nasty weather there beforehand, but about an hour before the rodeo, the rain let up, and it turned out to be a pretty good little rodeo. Like I said, fans were packed down there. I had about 20 riders down there. Had a few riders from out of the state, David Spears, and had Ricky Maddox and JoJo Sullivan, a few of the guys that we don't see a whole lot of down there or down this way. Had an opportunity to come down and ride for us. Turned out to be a great little show. Jason Wade, putting on a great event. They're putting his name on it, the Jason Wade Challenger Series. And had an opportunity to talk with him a little bit before the rodeo. And, he's gearing up. They're getting ready to do the Brazil versus USA International Bull Bash down there in Davie, Florida, coming up on the 25th, which we'll talk about here shortly. Hopefully we'll get some callers in. We'll talk about some of these upcoming events and hopefully talk about some rodeos in your area. But we did start things off. Let me tell you, the stock contractors down there, Circle S Rodeo and one of the producers as well as Jamie Randant, Randant and Lee Bucket Bulls, and Peace River Rodeo and Chris Stewart, they brought some great bulls down there. Had an opportunity to see them on the 4th of July. They really bucked out a lot of their good bulls and brought a lot of them back down here to Myakka City. These bulls were getting it. And, it actually turned out to be more of the bulls night than the cowboys. Only had, I believe it was three qualified rides for the evening. Start things off, David Spears had a pretty good ride on 011, the club. And, I haven't really seen much of this bull when Jamie Randance and David Spears came out and scored an 84 on him. And then followed by Wagner Luciano, scored a 72 on 292 Rockstar, another one of Jamie Randance's bulls. And, they really turned out to have a pretty good deal. But that was our long round rides for the evening. And then they had to base the other four rides for the short round. They had to base them on their times. And we had Edmer Luis and Timmy Smith, Rooster McKeeman, Ricky Maddox, and, of course, Wagner and David Spears were back in the short round. And, started things off really, really good. The only qualified ride we had in the short round was we had two of them. We had Wagner Luciano scored an 87.5 on 350 Bulldog. And then we followed up with Timmy Smith on 04 Acid Rat and scored a 75. So that turned out to be a really good deal. Timmy got kind of shaken up there a little bit. Not sure how his arm is doing. I believe he got stepped on there. But we hope that he's doing well. We also have one of those deals with radio. Start swallowing wrong, and there you go. But anyhow, Timmy was a little shaken up, but they had it wrapped up and everything. I believe he's going to go down and get some x-rays. Hopefully he's doing well, and we'll get a chance to see him up at the next rodeo, which is probably not going to be till next month, rodeo fans. I don't believe Macon 8 is going to get out on the road too much this month. We may try to get down to the International Bull Bash on July 25th, but I believe other than that, we're going to try to hang back, catch up on a lot of the stuff that we have going on with the business, try to stay back home. We're going to sit back on the ranch just a little bit. We are going to try to host our show. I believe we're going to cancel next week's show just because we're not going to be out this weekend at all. We're going to be traveling over to the other coast of Florida, spend some time with the family. One of those things, it is summertime and the kids are out of school, so we want to enjoy that. But, if you guys have rodeos that you want to talk about, make sure you give us a call, and we'll be happy to talk about them tonight, 646-915-9940. This is your opportunity. This is why we want to do this. We want to sit back and just, talk some rodeo with you, the fans. So give us a call, 646-915-9940. we're going to break it down for about an hour, I guess, if we don't get many callers, and I think we're going to cut the show short a little early tonight. But, you know, hey, those phone lines are open, so make sure you give us a call. In the meantime, I believe we're going to take a quick break, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's...
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up. Go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't.
with it. I got myself back up, bear down and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't.
This game is serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't.
I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't.
This game is serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't.
I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Rodeo fans, Megan 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. Give us a ring. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. Let us know what's going on in your area. If you got questions or comments about some rodeos, things that have been going on, shoot, we'll take it all. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Kind of recap, we were talking a little bit about the Myakka City deal this past weekend, had a great time down there. We mentioned a lot about the bulls and it being their night out, but I'll tell you what, the bullfighters did an excellent job down there as well. Yama Summerall and Brian Adrian did a fantastic job for us, as well as Josh Wolf. Josh is one of the best funny men around down here in Florida. He does a great job for us. I know he's traveling out west. Definitely want to send our best out there to him. And, wish him well out there while he's out there enjoying himself, entertaining those crowds for a lot of those different rodeos. But, I also want to talk about one team making eight riders in Ty Harris. know he's out in Oklahoma. Just got a message from his mother earlier today. Know that he was out there, was bucked off last night. I believe he's going to be riding again on Friday night, so we definitely want to say our prayers for him. Wish him well out there in Oklahoma and him and his mother as they travel out that way and then back down here to Florida. Can't wait to get him back and see him down here and, you know, wearing the Team Making Eight stuff, representing us. I know it's going to be a couple weeks before we get back in action out there, but we're certainly looking forward to it, rodeo fans. And like I said, you know, we got a lot coming down. You know, we want to hear from you guys. You know, if you're interested in you know, being a part of our weekly broadcast show, we would love to have you on with us. You know, give us a call, 646-915-9940. You can also call us during the week. I'll be happy to sit back and talk with you. We'd love to have a co-host out here because I know you rodeo fans, you know, you're getting burnt out of listening to the same old deal with Scott down here hosting this show. But, hey, we're happy to bring it to you. You know, we want to sit back and talk a little bit about the rodeo action, and this gives you an opportunity to get in touch with us and find out what's going on in your area. If you have a question or if you want to know about rodeos that are going on in your area, give us a call. We'll be happy to sit back and try to find it out for you while we're down here enjoying some of this good old bull riding music and getting ready for these rodeos coming up this next weekend. I know a lot of cowboys are kind of getting geared up, getting ready to go, and, you know, we want to definitely support them. So, like I said, rodeo fans, you know, hang tight with us. You know, we got about, looks like just a little over a half an hour left. If, you know, we don't get any calls, we're going to break it down a little early and, you know, carry on about our business, you know, get ready for some of these other things we got going on down here this week. But rodeo fans, get on the horn and give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp adieu, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman, the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Star truth pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're like a superstar.
You're
this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making 8 Outreach, back on the ranch radio show. Still about a half an hour left in the show. Looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. Now, before we really go into any more deals that's been going on, I got to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that we still... You know, we are so far behind schedule, rodeo fans. We're backed up on our DVDs and, you know, trying to get our website updated. It's just been a really hectic week, but it actually gets a little worse than that. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. We got we're driving down to Micah City, and I had, you know, the youngest team making eight member, and Austin Misick be our little one there. We're riding down there, and I figure, well, you know what? I will make a challenge just between him and I. We'll make it fun and interesting. And, you know, after the event down there in Micah City, they have a little dance out there in the arena, you know, for all the fans and everything. It's a good little time down there. And so I know that they usually do some line dancing type stuff out there. And, I, being a bull rider myself and all, I mean, I just can't dance for it to save my life. But, you know, I figure, what the hey, we'll make a little challenge on him and see what he's got. So, you know, I figured, well, you know, I was feeling pretty good about Clay McIntyre down there showing up at the rodeo and his draw, and figure, well, shoot, you know, I'll take Clay McIntyre and we'll let Austin take Wagner Luciano. And, you know, the one that gets bucked off is going to have to, you know, be either myself or him. We'll have to get out there and do the Cupid Shuffle. And so, of course, Austin took the bet, and lo and behold, you know, I mean, Wagner didn't ride one bull. He rode both bulls, and, you know, Clay unfortunately got bucked off as the first rider. So, guess what? That's right. You heard it. I mean, I had to get out there and do a little bit of Cupid Shuffle. Now, here's the interesting part. I hear that there may be some videos floating around somewhere. So, rodeo fans, you know, if you happen to see something like that, you know, just turn the other cheek. Don't pay no mind to it. You know, we talk about it, and I'll be the first one to admit it. You know, boy, cowboys can't dance. But you know what? We honored the bet. And, you know, speaking of bets, we actually had one from the 4th of July. And I'll tell you what, I think I just ought to you know, hang up betting because – well, I just ain't real good at it, I reckon. But, you know, we made a bet against Carl, and, you know, he took on Team Redman and Buckshot Morrison's team for the team challenge back there on the 4th of July in Port Charlotte. And, of course, we had Team Making Eight down there. And so I made a bet to him there coming into the event, and I said, well, shoot, you know, I said, if our team outrides your team or vice versa, you know, I said, I think the losing team owner should have to get out in the arena at the next Port Charlotte event and do a little bullfighting. And, you know, of course, Carl said he had spent about 6 years out there fighting some bulls. And I figured, well, he's got a little bit of experience. And, I mean, shoot, I sure have fallen off quite a few bulls and been right up there close to them. So, you know, we'll see what we can do. And, well, lo and behold, there goes, you know, and really, I don't think we lost because I was really impressed with how Team Making Eight performed. You know, I think Brian Corson riding both his bulls down there, really carrying on the team. Donnie getting back to riding bulls gave him the desire to be back on bulls a lot more. You know, Bobby Lathrow did a fantastic job, but, you know, we did fall a little bit short down there in the overall standing. So, down there in Port Charlotte coming up next month, which I believe is somewhere around the 14th. I have to check the schedule, but I believe it's going to be around August 14th. I believe we're going to be down there. We're going to strap on the vest and put some sneakers on, get out there in the arena with some of the bullfighters, and kind of turn it up a notch, see if we can't get out there and maybe do a little bit of cowboy protection, maybe take a couple shots for them, for those bull riders. So, rodeo fans, if y'all have you know, have a weekend off, make sure you get on down to Port Charlotte. If you want to find out more information on when that event is, you can check out the SSBR website at SSBRnow.com. You know, they're also going to have the barrel racing down there, which we really look forward to. Had a great event down there on the 4th of July, and we look forward to getting those DVDs out to those girls down there. I believe they're really going to enjoy it. We're going to put together with some music and all, and I think it'll be entertaining for the fans as well as the riders that were riding in it. But that's right, rodeo fans, you heard it. We're going to be out there. We're going to try to turn up the notch a little bit, and I think I've been talking with Chris Stewart. He may even bring another bull down on his trailer. So we're going to try to get out there and maybe even we may fight a little bit of bulls. We may turn around, jump on, throw our blue jeans back on, get our spurs and everything set up, get back out there and maybe jump on a bull after the event. So, hey, rodeo fans, don't miss out. Get on down to Port Charlotte next month. You know, for more information, check out SSBRnow.com. Don't want to miss that event. We want to pack that house. It should be entertaining, to say the least. You know, I don't think I wore shorts, but maybe once or twice this year. So, you know, it's going to be entertaining, give you something to laugh at, if nothing else. But anyways, we're going to try to bring that action to you live as well. We've been thinking about trying to figure out how we can do this, and I think we got a good setup. You know, I think I'm going to be out in the arena a little bit trying to do a little bit of the broadcasting, and we'll try to get Kelly up there to co-host with us or see if we can't find Carl or one of the other guys from the Southern States Bull Ride and jump on the microphone with us for a little bit. So, rodeo fans, there you have it. Like I said, get it on your calendar, Port Charlotte next month. It's going to be entertaining. Anyhow, like I said, we still have those phone lines open, so get up on there. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We definitely want to hear from you, talk a little bit about some of the rodeo action coming your way, as well as maybe some of the events that you've been out to here recently. Hope everybody had a good, safe Cowboy Christmas and, you know, had a good 4th of July weekend. We really enjoyed ourselves. It was a hectic weekend, and we did fall a little bit behind on work, but, hey, it was well worth it. We saw some great bull riding action, and we look forward to getting out there to some more here coming up momentarily, but only got a few months left before the season is going to be over, and let me tell you, Wagner is really extending his lead now, you know, but, you know, Rooster's really getting it together. He's still keeping that heat on, though, Wagner, and I suspect we'll see those two guys definitely going at it in the finals, and we look forward to that. But anyhow, rodeo fans, we're going to sit back, play a few more songs. You know, only got about 20 minutes left in the show, so we want to hear from you, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Was a lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in a rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. And Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. Rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and back again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull. And I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pack of wolves, pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Hey.
Hey, this is Weasel with the SSBR Bullfighter Finals, last 3 years in a row. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
Seconds at a time, trying to tame boiling hell by gouging ugly hinds. No room for fear, if you got it, find a door, cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup chap, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, crowds roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup chap, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy. I've had my share of bad wrecks, I had more breaks than I've got bones, but there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the floor. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah.
Gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride. If it hurts, hide. Duck self off, get back on again.
That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it.
It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings.
That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it.
He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate.
That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it.
It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings.
That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it.
He's got a simple solution, just about anything. He's got a simple solution, just about anything.
Welcome back, radio fans. Megan 8 Outreach, back on the ranch radio show. Looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. We're going to break things on down, radio fans. If we don't hear from you, then we're not going to sit up here and talk all night long. I know y'all are going to get bored with it. We're out there broadcasting live at these rodeos. Y'all are hearing quite a bit of us here recently. And so we're going to turn things over. Just play some good bull riding music. If we don't hear anything from you within the next 10 minutes or so, then we're going to go ahead and close it out. So, rodeo fans, get on the phones. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. A precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a piece of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer
a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world of a light of speed sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. And stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. A precious child, and no mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot of sea sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and no mother's love.
All right, welcome back, Rodeo fans. Want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Mechanate Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We are going to cancel our next week's show just because of the fact that we are not going to be out at any rodeos this weekend. We're going to take it off, spend the time with the family, enjoy the summer vacation just a little bit. So hopefully y'all will tune in with us in 2 weeks. We will be back on the ranch. We're going to talk some rodeo action with you. Definitely love to hear from you. Make sure you give us a call. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. In the meantime, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip, get explosive, and we'll catch y'all in 2 weeks.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Ratch held on to cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight down under Brendan Clark.
put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Lippert playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Lippert playing the after party.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.